Well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. With me on stage is a good friend of Wild Rose Moon. He's supported us from the very beginning, and his name is Doug Harsh. How are you, Doug?
I'm just fine. It's great to be here this morning.
And you play all around the area. I see your name all the time.
I do, wherever they let me.
When you started writing songs, what was your first inspiration?
That's a good question. I think for a lot of songwriters, there's just something in you that's got to come out, you know?
Right.
And so even at a very young age, when I didn't even know music as well as I should have, I was still trying to write something, you know?
Yeah.
And got better over time, I hope.
Oh, yeah, you are definitely. And what's this song that you're going to share with us today? Tell us a little bit about
that. This song is called So You Can Say Goodbye. It's about, you know, it's a peppy little upbeat song about how sometimes you just got to let go. The light is getting dim, the weather's getting cold. The ice is setting in and it chills me to the bone. Do have to tell you what by now you want to know. The truth's been whispering, I think it's time to go. It's taken me so long to finally see the signs. Now there's no escaping from this one thing on my mind. Well, I wish you well. Don't think me unkind. I'll just let it go so you can say goodbye. If you look long enough, it's not too hard to see. There's been an awful lot of change in you and me. We've seen it coming, we've known it for a while. The joys of yesterday been going out of style. You and I've been running around those same old lies, digging up the same bad news, there's nothing left to try. So I wish you well, and I wish you wouldn't cry. I'll just let it go so you can say goodbye. A lot of other guys will someday come your way, and I'll be left behind, but still there's one thing more to say. I wish you well, though I'm breathing out a sigh. I'll just let it go so you can say goodbye. Yeah, I'll just let it go so you can say goodbye.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much, Doug.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, from our hometown to yours, the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour presents our very own audience participation quiz show, Shoot the Moon.
It don't matter to me how smart you are, maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw. All you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon. Shoot the moon.
And now here's the host of Shoot the Moon, the man with all the answers, George Stricker.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be back here as host of Shoot the Moon, and I have two wonderful contestants with me today. Both have deep connections to my past, it turns out, and John Kubley here, well, you can't see this, but John Kubley, his father delivered me many, many years ago, and he's standing here. And John, if I remember correctly, you're a physician too.
Yes, that's true.
But quite recently retired.
Yesterday.
Yeah, Can you believe that? Wow, that's what. So, what did it feel like?
Great.
Good. Yeah. Good. Good. And Teresa, I've known you for a long time. We worked on the Yellow River Festival together, I've seen you. You used to manage out of J.C. Penney's, and now, if I got it correct, that you've also joined the ranks?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I have retired also.
Okay. All right.
Probably not as good of a pension benefit as Dr. Kubley's had, but I've retired.
Let's just get started on our game. It's so exciting, and all these questions are geared to our wonderful guests here, Eric McDonald and Ryan McCassin. So I'm going to let Teresa go first, and you get to choose a category.
How legends are made.
All right, Teresa. The Berklee College of Music, located in Boston, Massachusetts, United States, is the largest independent college of contemporary music in the world. Originally called Schillinger House, it was founded by Lawrence Burke, who taught the Schillinger system of harmony and composition. However, in 1954, when the school's curriculum had expanded to include music education classes and more traditional music theory, Burke changed the name to Berklee School of Music. For what reason? Was it A, so as to distinguish the school itself from the California town and institute of the same name? Two, because Lawrence Burke, the school's founder, wanted the school to be successful with the wind at its back, as in the nautical term leeward. Or three, he wanted the school to bear the name of his 12-year-old son, Lee Elliott Burke.
Well, that's a hard one.
Wait. What do you think, Teresa?
Well, if it was done in the 60s, I would have said be in line with the Berklee schools in California because of all the hippie stuff that was going on at that time.
That would be in line with Berklee, yeah.
Yeah. I want to say with his son, 12-year-old son.
That's right, George.
Yeah. That's amazing, amazing. I just thought we never read the rules, did we?
No, we didn't read the rules. Oh. We didn't read the categories. But we're having fun.
So okay.
That's what
all right. John, what would you like to choose? You got a state of confusion, song and dance, or all spaced out, just like Berklee?
I've experienced some of that.
Okay.
I'll try song and dance.
Song and dance. All right. Ryan McCassin's bio states that he cut his teeth playing for contra dances. Recently, a new phase of contra dance has erupted among the hip, cool, and downright flippy folk on the East Coast, known as techno-contra. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to determine exactly what techno-contra is. Is it A, dancing with your cell phone? B, dancing to hip-hop or tango, normally to a DJ. Or C, dancing to a remote caller who is in another location through earbuds. The caller is actually calling the moves from a remote location.
I think that's be the remote caller.
No, it's dancing to hip-hop or tango. I'm so sorry, John. Normally to a DJ. Have you guys ever done that techno stuff?
Yeah, I have done that. It's a lot of fun, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, it's basically like a dance club, only it's a contra dance, which means it's...
fast.
Yeah, very fast. Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that's cool.
They don't last very long. Yeah. Okay. Short evening.
Wow. Okay, back to you, Teresa. We have two categories left. What would you like?
All spaced out or state of confusion?
Right.
I'll try all spaced out.
All spaced out, okay. Once upon a time, Eric McCassin studied at the Valley of the Moon. Is that, I've got the wrong person, don't I? No, that's right.
Eric McCassin is actually a bit of a crossbreed.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, if Eric and I were to
Ryan,
have a child.
Ryan McDonald. No. Now I'm really confused. Ryan McCassin. studied at the Valley of the Moon Scottish Fiddling School. Boy, who typed this? Where is it located? Is it in? Where did you get that? Where the Valley of the Moon Scottish Fiddling School is located. Is it?
Right.
Okay. Is it in the Santa Cruz Mountains of Northern California, B, Scarra Brae in Northern Scotland, or C, downtown Tucson, Arizona?
It doesn't look like he's got it been out to the dry air of Arizona. I will say the first one.
The Santa Cruz Mountains of California, is that correct?
That is Ryan? Correct, yeah. Okay. I grew up going there. Okay. Yeah, a lot of surfing out that way. Not too much dry, arid air, I would say. Good call on that. Is it my skin tone? I wonder. Yeah. Okay.
And what is it about that fiddling school? Do you have any information about it?
That school was started by Alistair Fraser, who's a great Scottish fiddler, one of the most famous today. And he started that back in the 80s. And a group of people called the San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers actually run the camp. And I've been going there since I was about 14.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. Let's get back to our game show. What's the score?
The score is 2-0, George, with one question left. So, but I think we should continue, nonetheless.
Okay.
Well,
I guess we're all in a state of confusion here. So the last question to you. In Scotland, have you been to Scotland, John?
No.
Oh, have you got any Scottish blood?
No.
Do you like rain?
No.
Maybe you should ask someone else, really.
The first time I visited Scotland, I play in a band with a fellow who lives there, and I showed up. I said, I'm so excited to be here. And he said, you must hate the sun.
Okay, so here is the question. In Scotland, Cullen Skink refers to what or whom? Cullen Skink. Is it A, popular Scottish bagpipe player, B, a traditional fish soup, or C, the site of a 4,000-year-old tomb of buried treasure discovered in 2009 near Perth?
I think fish soup sounds kind of skinky. So, so Colin Skink.
That is exactly right. Can you tell us?
You helped me. I thought that meant good morning.
Wow, but I have never heard of Colin Skink ever.
Is that true?
I've never heard of it. I have no idea what that is.
Listen,
where'd you find that?
There's a whole Wikipedia page amazing. Just on Colin Skink.
You really do your research. That's amazing.
Yes, it's authentic. It's
so
very authentic.
It's a fish soup, huh? From Scotland.
Yes, from Cullen in Moray.
Do they take the innards of the fish and cook it inside of like an octopus or something? Because that's kind of what haggis is, basically.
No.
Ryan, we're on the radio now.
Oh, sorry.
Well, noon time.
Well, what's our final score, Sid?
The final score is Teresa 2, John 1.
And what has Teresa won for her victory here?
Nothing, George.
You can always have tickets to the radio show.
Don't matter to me how smart you are. Maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw. All you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon. Shoot the moon.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, Judith Robert, Tom Kapasinkas, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
And we'll be back with Ryan McCaslin, Eric McDonald, in our next section.